Hi, I'm Sean Walsh.
And I'm Hillary Walsh. Welcome to Let's Get Rich. This is a podcast for entrepreneurs who are growing law firms so that they can live rich lives and leave rich legacies.
In each episode, we'll provide action steps to help you get unstuck, beat distraction, and find freedom.
Let's get rich.
Let's get rich.
Here we are for the next episode of Let's Get Rich.
I think that this episode, I'm just judging by, I'm reading the room, I think this is going to be an explicit episode. So if you have children, you should like not have them around. And if you don't like hearing the F word, I think that you should not tune in today.
I like that disclaimer. We started with some Rihanna.
We did. Bitch better have my money.
Well, we do push-ups.
You did push-ups. I watched.
It was a good time.
You're still out of breath.
A little bit.
We're not going to talk about push-ups at the beginning of every episode, but it is just funny. But I think that you need to... Let's clear our minds. We're going to talk about the benefits of a business plan. And I think that the thing that you want to really evoke in people, so what's the story you wanted to tell? It's not a real story, but it's a possible story. It's like the ghost of Christmas future. If you do not have a business plan, what's going to happen?
Yes, you should go home tonight and sit your kids down and apologize to them for the fact that you're not going to have a college fund for them.
They're not going to get to go on full vacation.
Yeah, family vacation, or any inheritance, or when they're older and they
won't be able to have a cool car,
buy a car, or start their own business or whatever. You're not going to be able to help them. And the reason is because you didn't want to take the few minutes to actually plan out where your business was going, and you will end up like the 97% of all other businesses that shut down within 5 years of opening.
Yeah, and then you can call all your employees. And you can let them know that you did not give a shit about their future and their actual progression in their career and their security. And you can actually, you can invite their kids in.
Yeah, better yet, tell your employees' children the reason that their parents aren't going to get a paycheck anymore.
Or raise.
Is because you didn't take a few minutes to plan.
Okay. Now that we've done that.
Too harsh.
I know. Okay, we're not really, we're like kind of those people, but not those people. But that is the glimpse into the future. If you don't have a plan, and if you don't have a plan, you don't have focus, you don't have clarity, you don't have purpose, you are going to basically kiss all of your vision board shit goodbye, and you're gonna be wallowing. I don't know which one. Both.
Wallowing.
You know, sometimes I'm like, did I go to law school? Is English even my only language? Because I have so many Kansasisms. But anyway, you're gonna be wallowing around in all of your hopes and dreams and all of your bullshit excuses for why you didn't meet them. But if you make a plan, even if the plan doesn't come to fruition, you made a plan and you went in the direction. I know that you're not a, and we talked about astronauts last episode, but like, what is the phrase where like a rocket ship is on course for a certain amount of time? It's not a whole lot.
I know what you're talking about. I don't know the phrase, but it's basically that, you know, something like 99% of the time, a spaceship is off course. You know, we launch an explorer to Mars, and most of the time on the way there, it is off course, and NASA's continually sending small updates. If they lose contact with it, it's not going to get to Mars. It's going to miss Mars because they didn't continually update the plan from when they launched.
But they have a plan. They've got a destination. They know where they're going, why they're going. And that's what we want to do for you today. So help you get really jazzed about all the benefits of a business plan. And we're super excited because we're actually hosting a business planning workshop for all of our New Frontier University law firm owners and their spouses. So we believe in working together as spouses and all the stuff that we did, with all the coaching we've done so far. It's been really fun for us to be able to go do that together. And so it's law firm owners and their spouse or their, you know, their significant other. They get to come October 21st and 22nd to our headquarters here in Glendale, Arizona. They can get to see where the magic is made and all of the fun stuff that's going on for us here. And so if you're not a New Frontier University client or student or firm owner, you may want to check that out and get signed up before then, because this is going to be really transformational for our law firm owners.
And it's important to note that a business plan is not like a painting that you do once, hang on the wall, and then never update it. So if you're saying to yourself, oh, I'm a New Frontier University law firm owner, but I have a business plan, I'm good, I would still highly encourage you to come and take part, because
you have to make a plan for next year.
Things change. Anyone who had a business plan in 2019 likely had to throw it away, throw a hand grenade into it in 2020 when COVID hit. And so we're always updating this business plan. Right now we have a 10-year business plan down to like every position we're going to hire and all the details 10 years out. Is that going to be right now? Probably not. It's going to be like the mission tomorrow is we're going to constantly change it on the way. So if you already have a business plan, that's fantastic. Bring it with you. We'll look at it. We'll see, look backwards, see how accurate it was and where we got to here. Yes, exactly. And then we'll use that to project forward. And then before we start, I love the quote, those who fail to plan to fail.
Oh my gosh, that's
it's so good, isn't it?
I mean, there's some cheese all over that, but it's true.
It's so true.
It's so true. Okay, cheesy even.
All right, so what's the first step? We're going to do a three-step or a three main points to think about.
Oh, but I got one more thing.
Oh, sorry.
When we did our win in 2023 last year, we built it in January and it was an Excel spreadsheet. And it broke down month by month what we wanted to do in terms of revenue numbers. And that was our business plan for that year. And we continually had to update it. But it was just an Excel spreadsheet. So you can start very, very simple.
Well, not just an Excel spreadsheet.
It was color-coded.
It was one sheet to rule them all. It was amazing. I mean, this spreadsheet had everything all the way down to like the number of business days per month and how many strategists we had and how many consultations and lead generation. It was all in one giant spreadsheet.
One of our podcast episodes in the future is going to be how to work with your spouse. And this is such a good glimpse at, you know, even if you're working with other people, but definitely with your spouse where it's like, I don't give a shit about all of these details. All I care about is how many consultations do I need to have and how many do I need to close, pointing in that direction that I'm going to go sell it.
But the spreadsheet explained it all. That was how we're going to grow our business to the goal. And worked all the way backwards to what month we're going to hire and who we're going to hire. It was
driver, analyzer.
One sheet to rule them all.
One sheet to rule them all. Okay, so the first thing, so there are three benefits. I've got three benefits for you of a business plan. And you might think, okay, I already have a business plan. But if it doesn't have kind of some of these components, it's time to revisit it. So even if you don't get if you're not fortunate enough to be a New Frontier University client because you're not an immigration law firm owner, no worries. This, I really want to help break it down for you. The first and primary benefit of having a business plan is you know where you're going, which helps give you focus.
Yeah, and if you are not familiar with our story a little bit, real quick, I spent the last 20 plus years as a fighter pilot in the Air Force. And doing that, one of the most important things we do is we call it targeting backwards. And that is you start with the target that it is your objective for the day, what you're trying to achieve, and you start there. With that already being achieved, and you work all the way backwards to take off and what order you're going to take off in, who's going to go first, second, third, all that, and then how you're going to marshal your forces outside bad guy land and how you're going to press in, and all of that is done backwards with the end in mind. And so here, the first thing is knowing where you're going will give you the focus to be able to connect the dots from here to there.
And the second benefit is it's gonna help you know what the next right thing to do is. And if you're a Frozen 2 fan like I am, and you can sing the song that Anna sings about the next right thing. I love that song. I love that. That whole soundtrack the whole movie is a mindset movie. I'm just saying, if you haven't watched Frozen 2 from the perspective of mindset, you should watch it. It's so good.
I feel like you're baiting me into something. It is a good movie.
Are you wanting to sing along?
No, you go ahead though. That gives you clarity though.
A lot of clarity. The next right thing to do, you know the song's good. And you really do have to, but if you don't know where the fuck you're going, you're never gonna know what the next right move is, and you're always gonna question yourself. You're not gonna have clarity. You're gonna get really distracted by hearing from all these different sources about, oh, you should, hey, business owner, as you're scrolling on Instagram, hey, business owner, you should be doing this thing. And you're like, oh, damn, maybe I should be doing that thing. And then over here, you're gonna be like, hey, business owner, or hey, parent, if you're not spending enough time with your kids, they're gonna hate you and become serial killers. And you're like, oh, shit, I really should be spending more. No, you need to know what the next right.
That cuts hard real fast.
So, thing is, and all obviously your kids will be serial killers if you're watching Frozen 2 with me.
But I something you kind of mentioned that I'll point out is having clarity also gives you confidence. And as a business owner, having confidence in the next thing you're about to do is really important. It's important for your brand. It's important for your company, for everyone who works for you. We have 120 employees. And if we are not confident about the next thing we're doing, everyone knows it. They feel it. And then they lose confidence. They lose confidence in the product that they're here to sell. They lose confidence in our win rate on our cases. And having that clarity gives you the confidence. So that way, when you're scrolling through TikTok or wherever, and you see this is what you should be doing, you think, oh, that's a neat point, but that's not what I'm doing. And I have a plan for it.
Yeah.
And I will say, if you know Hillary, you'll know this to be true. That is one of her strengths, is once she sets out and she knows what her next step is, she's going to do it. She's going to do it well. And she has the confidence that she planned it and will do the next thing. And is it always right?
I have the confidence of a mediocre white man. It's so good.
It's great. I don't know how to respond to that. I'm a mediocre white man.
You're not. You have even more confidence because you can do 20 push-ups. The next benefit...
It's not a big number of push-ups.
The next benefit of a business plan is it will help you to get traction and create momentum, turn the flywheel. I've never seen a flywheel, but I've seen it illustrated in enough books where, oh my gosh, I feel like I could create one. I can go back in time and create the first flywheel. But it's going to help you get turning on that flywheel, and it's going to remind you of your purpose, the reason that I'm here.
And that purpose is what drives all of us. It drives everyone on your team, your company. It is the overarching thing that we're working towards. When you tie everything back to the purpose, for us, it's what we call lives changed. When we tie everything we're doing back to the people whose lives we're changing, everything has meaning.
Yeah. When you don't have momentum, it's very easy to get into a mental state of, is any of this working? Is all of this hard work even paying off? Like, what am I doing? And you really can go down that kind of dark rabbit hole very easily. But when you have momentum, sometimes you don't have time to stop and think about all that's going. Well, sometimes you don't have time to stop and think about what's going right because you got so much going on. But when you have focus, when you have clarity, and when you have purpose, and you're like, look at what we're doing. For me, I actually go live on Facebook. I try to go live on Facebook a couple of times a week, late in the afternoon when I'm home before the kids get home, and I share our daily mail. I get my iPhone out, I go on Facebook Live, and if you ever watch it, and you are an actual Spanish speaker, do not judge me, but do have admiration for me, because I look like an absolute idiot, and I know it because I'm not actually speaking Spanish very well, but I'm getting the message out. But I share our daily mail, like the mail scan from all of our mail, and I share all the good news that's going on. And that traction and that momentum reminds me why I'm doing all the hard work that I'm doing and why I'm getting all my blood, sweat, and tears. And that traction, that momentum is driven by a business plan.
All right, so on the first point, knowing where you're going. So a lot of times as business owners, we speak in terms of revenue. And while revenue is a very good kind of measurable thing, it's often not what is behind it in the underlying. So we spend a lot of time in the beginning on things like core values, mission and vision, how many lives we want to change, what is the impact we want to have. And some of that is revenue. We look at what the kind of life we want to live, the kind of life we want to give our employees the opportunity to live. And that will actually create our revenue numbers. So we don't just pick a number out of thin air and just say, hey, next year, let's do 20 million. We actually look at how many clients do we want to help? What do we want to do in our own lives, which might be a vision board. That's what we have. And then we also look at our average employee salary and how many people we want to employ to achieve that, and the quality of life for our employees, the benefits we're going to offer, all those things. And that will actually back us into a number. Now, having a revenue number really helps you to plan this out. And when you start creating this beautiful spreadsheet that Hillary loves and talks about all the time, the numbers help you really get down to the detail. So your actual vision may not be a number, but putting a number to it does help for planning purposes.
Yeah. Once you have the number, it also just gives you a target, because then you break it down all the way to monthly, weekly, and then that helps you get to your daily goal of cash collected, so that you know whether you're on target or not on target, and then you can make small modifications. And then once you know what your daily sales goal is, then you know what your monthly, weekly, and daily lead goals are, and everything else. And tying kind of into last podcast, to the last episode, it also, part of your business plan is also what's the experience that your clients want to have with you. It's not just about the raw numbers. It's not just about the data. It's about I really believe in every business having a soul. And your soul needs, the soul of your company needs focus, clarity, and purpose as well, or the soul will die. And that's where you have a very toxic work culture. But if the soul is healthy and alive and beautiful and is fulfilling what its purpose and its mission is, then the whole organization is going to feel that as well. So I'm very excited. I can't wait for people to be out here in Arizona. October is beautiful anyway out here. And just to create some real momentum and help me and my personal goal and my soul's goal of helping change a million immigrant lives. And we get to do that through New Frontier University. And I have a feeling that people are going to reach out. And so maybe we'll do a separate business planning workshop for non-immigration law firm owners. But for now, this is our offer for them.
And we do every year in November, we do our couples goal setting workshop that we talked about in another podcast. And so it is a good alignment of our personal values and our personal goals with our companies, because although they are different, they are intricately linked. And so October is a great month to start thinking about 2025. And for us, the one that we just finished up working on recently was through 2033. So we'll update that plan as we update next year's plan.
Yeah, so focus, if you're lacking focus or you want more focus, that's one of the benefits of a business plan. If you're wanting a little bit more clarity on what is the next step that I'm supposed to take, you can really turn to your business plan for that. And last but not least, if you're feeling a little bit, I really feel this way. I easily drift into this. It's just who I am as an emotional human. I easily drift into, is all of this worth it? Like, is all of this worth it? And when I see the momentum and I see all of the green cards and the work permits and the advanced paroles are actually one of my favorite approvals to get, because it means people can leave the country and come back with permission and they can go travel and see their family. For me, when I see all of that, it's like, okay, all of this, how many more of these do I want to get for people? I want to get a lot more. I want to sell a lot more hugs for people so they can see their family. So these are all the benefits of a business plan. And if you don't feel like your business plan gives you these and you don't reflect on your business plan, you probably don't have your soul of your business is probably not really coming through in those things. It should excite you to get the business plan done. And so
I'm working on those incremental gains. You know, people often ask, recently the Inc. 5000 list came out. And if you saw the list, you'll see that New Frontier Immigration Law was number 859 of the 5000 fastest growing businesses America. Congratulations.
Thank you. We actually jumped quite a bit from last year.
We did. And that's phenomenal, because there are over 30 million small businesses in America. And this is not just law firms. This is all small business. And so to be ranked in the top 1,000, but to be ranked 859th, that is some impressive growth. And last year we ranked 906th. So absolutely incredible to be in the top 1,000 of 30 million businesses. But so many people have reached out and asked, how do you do it? And I got to say, having a business plan is kind of like step one to doing it. So if you want that sort of growth and you want to look to the future, this is where you begin. And then the last thing I want to put up, that quote from Bill Gates, I love it. It is that most people underestimate what they can accomplish in 10 years and overestimate what they can accomplish in 1 year. And I think if you take the time for this business plan, you'll be able to really map out.
And then as we close, think about going to your kids and making a business plan and helping them make their own little vision board. This is something really fun that we've done. And so you can help them see that with a plan and with focus and with clarity and with purpose, you can achieve so much of what you want. Because it's not really just about achieving for achieving's sake. It really is about, I'm here for on purpose for a purpose, and this is how I'm going to do this. So then you can look your kids in the eye and say, you know, we are going to do this. You know, for me, I've always wanted to go to Disney at Christmas. And so like, we're doing that here this year. That's for me. The kids get this added benefit for them. But then you can tell your employees, like, this is what our plan is. And this is like, we're doing 5 weeks of PTO this year. And we're doing this and this and this. And this is for your healthcare options and all of these different things, because I care about your family and I care about your ability to be with your kids when, you know, school's out or whatever it may be. And you can, instead of looking all of them in the eye and saying, I didn't care enough about you and all these other people who are relying, I didn't believe enough in myself to actually kind of manifest exactly what it is that you want, what I wanted. I didn't care enough about that. Instead, you can flip that over and say, I cared so much. I sat down and thoughtfully put together what the plan is. And now let's all wrap, like link arms on this, and let's go fucking do it.
Awesome.
Share with a friend. Bye, guys.